It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Good to be back, Big JD.
It is. It's wonderful.
Sitting in the Easy Mac podcast studios.
Studio remember that? A.
Yes, I remember it. I loved it.
It was fun. Pretty cool, yeah.
It was fun.
Actually.
Back in the days of computers when people actually sat down at a desk or at a laptop and did some fun computing stuff, and we had all kinds of ideas about multimedia stuff. But
we did cool things on the show, and there was two stages of that whole thing. And the original one, we actually did tricks and tips and different things that you could do on your Mac. That was really cool.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And then later on, it kind of turned more into like a sort of a news, like everything Apple.
Right.
News and
news and matter.
That's actually a really good like title, news and matter. And rumors and all that great fun stuff.
It was fun for sure.
Are there any Mac rumors going on right now? Anything special?
A bigger phone, iPhone 6 is bigger.
Bigger is better, isn't it? That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what they all say, I think. Not sure though. Since I'm not one of those guys. Wow, you're better. I've never had a chick say that to me.
He just blew out the levels.
Sorry about that. Getting a little excited talking about
it's stuff. Exciting, yeah.
It's exciting.
Talk about anything's exciting when it's on Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
So what are we doing here? What's our plan of attack for
Jeez, I don't know.
Because
we're back, but
it must be pretty important for you to
with
be
a
doing
vengeance.
This.
Yeah, this has always been important to me, actually. And I just obviously so much going on that, and quite honestly, I don't know if I have the time for it now, but I'm squeezing it in and I'm excited to do it again and excited to do it again with you.
Yeah, it's going to be easier because I'm
weird, but
yeah, you can get your mind out of the gutter and it's all okay.
But obviously, we're talking about sex.
No.
So, oh.
I live like 10 minutes away from you now. So we can do stuff more on a spur of the moment.
It's a daily show now.
No, it's not a daily show, but at least we could. At least pump out probably four of these a month, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Would like to do a weekly show.
All right.
Yeah. I think I can handle that.
If you think you got the time, I probably can find the time if you can work
You got the money, honey. I got the time. Isn't that some kind of song? Speaking of song, we're playing some cool stuff on the show.
That's a big aspect of the show is going to be music.
Yeah. Which we didn't normally do. We had the Sunday Morning Music Mayhem thing and the Jabbercast, I think, and then Morning Music Mayhem and Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. And we were obviously formerly of 99.1 FM. And now we're podcasting again, which is awesome. It's all kind of more on our terms. I like that.
Sure. Which you also had another venture that was all on your own terms as well. And you let that go to somebody else. I know that was the last time a lot of people had heard from you was when you were doing the WDIR thing at the local dive.
Right. Yeah. WDIR, Windsor Detroit Internet Radio. And it was a lot of fun, really cool. And just another thing that, you know, it was destined to be something bigger, but for lack of time for me to be able to do that, I had to let that go. And it was the same thing really with being at CGM. You know, it's just getting really tough to do that. And it's not so much just a show for half an hour. I did you talking to me there, took the Jammy Award again for 2013, 3 years in a row,
right,
for the best talk show. It's not just that half hour. It's a lot of extra time. It's the prep and everything. And a lot of some of the shows were beginning to be pre-recorded because I didn't really have time, you know, to set something up. And a lot of my guests weren't from here anyway. So it's doing all that and the travel time, you know, and I would always be there with my show, whether I pre-taped or not.
Right.
And then, yeah. You know, so it was a lot, but I love radio, as you know, and as you do, this is fun and exciting and kind of a new show for us. It's the morning show again. We're playing more music.
Right.
And we want to kind of base it on music because that's what we're all about, right?
Well, both you and I are into music pretty heavily. We appreciate
I mean, that's not all we're about, but I mean, yeah, we're in bands and we play music and
right.
We like the toys and
it's our strength, I think. And you must have played to them, right?
Sure, why not?
That's what they say in the Olympics, which is going on right now.
Yeah.
You play to your strengths, yeah. I was watching some figure
skating. Are we going
to
get medals for this then?
Yes.
So you were watching figure skating, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching figure skating, unbelievable.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting, because my mother used to like watch figure skating. I thought it was the most boring sport ever, but once you actually see the athleticism that is required and the...
It's pretty cool, yeah.
You have to be so in tune with the other person. It's crazy. So I was watching that, and the people were saying that who got the gold over the other people is because they both of them did different stuff better than the other one because they played to their strengths. And I think that's what we should do as well. And music is one of our strengths, because I know a ton of stuff about music, that's for sure, because that's is the love of my life.
I don't know anything about it. I'm going to wing it, give it my all, and do the best that I can.
Maybe we can get some guitar lessons off JD while I'm down the road.
Yep. A little plunk here and a plunk there. A little plunk everywhere.
Sure.
Little McDonald had a farm. That's all you'll be able to learn here, folks.
Did you ever learn that on guitar?
I think I did out of a Mel Bay book, maybe.
Mel Bay.
Remember those? There's a lot of stuff to talk about music,
exactly.
Isn't there?
See?
Like things that I just wouldn't even have thought of now, like the Mel Bay books and, I don't know, difference between learning from tab and not learning from tab, like theory.
Do you know
anything? You know theory? Much theory?
Hey, good question. I do. I went to Canadian Conservatory of Music for a bunch of years.
Did you?
Yeah.
I took one lesson from Charlie Szabo. Remember Charlie Szabo?
I call him Szabo, and I call it Copenhagen, not Copenhagen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that you actually said that word in this show, but you did say it within the last 10 minutes.
We'll be back. We're going to be playing music on the show, and let's do some of that right now. This is something that I don't know when the last time that you might have heard Lunch with Gina from Steely Dan's Everything Must Go.
Lunch with Gina.
Yeah. Steely Dan, man.
I know that I'm even familiar with it. I'm a huge Steely Dan fan.
It's going to be cool to be able to play some cool stuff that people don't normally hear on the radio or maybe haven't heard for a long time. Steely Dan on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
That cold, psychotic rain, the one
We're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Lunch with Gina.
Lunch with Gina.
Of course, yeah. I knew that tune. Mm-hmm. That tune doesn't...
it's not something you hear every day.
It's not something you hear every day.
Only here, folks.
Well, not only here. You can maybe hear that in your car if you wanted to.
Well, yeah, but not in the radio. Probably.
Not on the radio. And it depends on what you classify as radio. You know what I
mean? Yeah, well, that's a really big spectrum nowadays, isn't it? Anyway.
Radio?
And we can talk all about that kind of stuff on the show because it's music, you know, related. It's music related, yeah.
Exactly. So what I'm thinking is Slacker Radio. Have you ever listened to that? Maybe Spotify, RDO, you into any of that kind of stuff?
Not so much.
Okay. Because you have such a large library to call from.
I have
from.
A vast library, so I can easily pick and choose from just about anything anyway. I don't have to, you know what I mean? It more kind of, I guess, depends on where I am listening to radio for when I will call upon some, you know, website or someplace I can get music that I might not be able to get because I'm on the go.
Have you listened to terrestrial radio recently?
I can't really say that I have. I pop into CGM here and there. And
CGM, that's very cool.
I do listen to some local radio because there's, you know, maybe a couple syndicated shows or something like that. But I listen to talk radio primarily more than anything. I got music up the wazoo. And I find myself mostly, if I'm listening to radio, it's talk radio programming. So.
And you like listening to it. And that is that part of what made you want to get into it yourself? The talk radio, just hearing these guys saying these guys are full of bunk, and
I think it's more the talk aspect of it than it was playing music. I dig playing music, you know, and listening to music, but I mean, it was really the talk aspect of it, and all the stuff that we've done, the shows and everything, is all, you know, primarily all talk based stuff, and I just like it, you know, the topics and interviewing and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I have to admit, Big JD is, if you haven't heard a You Talking to Me show, Big JD is one of the best interviewers I've heard. You seem to ask the questions that maybe other people would be hesitant to ask, only because it may make the person being interviewed feel a little uncomfortable, or it might be too personal.
Yeah, and you know what I've found primarily? They dig that because those aren't questions that they normally get asked. And usually anybody that's interested in being interviewed or wants to be interviewed, or somebody that is a celebrity and whatnot.
Celebrity.
Yeah, sometimes maybe some things could be kind of on the personal side, but they like to talk about themselves. You know what I mean?
Sure. When are you going to interview me?
I have interviewed you.
Talk about me for a minute.
And we will.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about you and your music and your band and your harmonica playing. I want to know more about what's going on with that, because you just recently went to Toronto for something.
Saturday.
What was it? Kind of a seminar type thing?
It's a workshop.
So, workshop. There you
go. So they get up there and they impart knowledge on everybody who showed up. There's like 150 people there. About a third of them played harmonica, I'm going to say. Maybe even less than that. A lot of people just wanted to see these awesome harmonica players up on stage doing some playing, for sure, but they also give a lot of knowledge, like gear was a big thing, inspiration for practicing, what do you practice, phrasing, a little bit of history, some rudiments. Jerome Godbu, I had seen him do a very similar thing, and he's right into making sure that everybody in the audience knows what the blues is, the whole 1-4-5 12 bars thing. He wants to, and he uses big props to get the point across. This time he used tubes.
Where can I get some information on that?
Go talk to Jerome Godbu. He's having another seminar himself with some guy who makes these amazing harmonicas, which was part of the gear thing. Power Benders was one of the harmonicas that I think...
That sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon. Power Benders.
Power Benders!
Blew
that,
out everything
that
here
doesn't
again,
sound... That's, the guy that we were sitting next to, he was on a power bender, this guy.
Oh, yeah?
He was freaking polluted. But anyway, wow. So it was fun just to go there and get all this information from dudes who really know how to jam. And the house band was... A Room Full of Blues, the guitar player, the drummer, and the bass player. So one of the preeminent, I think, Canadian blues bands out there is A Room Full of Blues, besides Powder Blues. So it was all really good, and I learned a thing or two. But yeah, we can talk about harmonica playing. And
yeah, maybe you play the harp. Maybe we'll be sitting here with guitars one day, some acoustics.
Oh, well, I would
Lippo
have to,
will sing, I'll play guitar.
I have a feeling that two guys who... are into music as much as we are, we should have some kind of jamming going on at the same time.
Yeah, all kinds of things. I mean, we've made music together even, and maybe we play a little bit of that. And we did Arc Technology not that long ago. That was pretty good. No, I'm talking about
Arc Technology.
Gitonica. Remember that?
Gitonica? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was harmonica and guitar together. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. I think we could probably do a better job at that.
Especially maybe now that now. You're a pro at Pro Tools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't play any better, but I know this program.
You can't play your guitar any better?
No.
Would you say that you have plateaued and you just haven't got better for the last year or the last 5 years? Or
I couldn't get any more incredible.
And there's no room to get any better, is what you're saying.
No, it's, I don't know. I don't have time to do anything other than what I do. So I've done what I do for a while. And wow, I think I'll just keep on doing that for now.
That's pretty freaking deep, dude.
You like that? Yeah, it gets pretty deep here on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. And we're going to throw in, I want to somehow throw in the You Talking to Me thing. So I'd like to, you know, interview somebody for our shows. Primarily that, I guess, will be music related somehow.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah, musicians locally here and abroad.
Why do you talk about women like that?
What did I say, bra?
Broad.
Oh.
I wonder where that came from.
Bra.
Broad came from the word bra.
Yeah.
We're also, we're into words as well, so I can see us going down the word rat hole as well.
Oh, well, we've done shows on that. Remember, we've done shows on fun and funny words like bulb. Yes. Bulb is funny. Bulbous is even funnier. Bulbous.
That's my body. My body is bulbous.
It's pear-shaped.
It is.
We'll be talking about body shapes, and no, we won't be, but this is a song from Blackfoot from the Medicine Man CD. It's The Stealer. Freeze the Stealer. Very cool. Where else are you going to hear that?
Come around. I said, yeah.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
I just want, no, well, yeah, we're back. Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, the music show. And this is our inaugural show that we're just kind of letting people in on what's going to be happening on this show. The thing I wanted to mention while you were, while we're getting ready for that break there was, if people don't know, haven't heard JD and I record a show, he's in the studio with sunglasses and he's running the software on his Mac. Mm-hmm. So you look at your computer most of the time with those glasses on?
I do. Yeah. Even when I'm working in the other studios, doing film work and everything.
Yeah.
Shades, if it's by a window. It's the window thing is the real problem.
Obviously, right.
Not so much the computer.
Right. So at nighttime, you would not need glasses?
Not usually. Not unless I've just been on the computer maybe too much and it's bothering me for some reason.
Right.
I would maybe put them on, but no, it's the window. And we're in front of a big, huge window here, which...
It's beautiful. It's as beautiful as the music that we hear now. It makes me think of Corinthian leather. Yes.
Wow. In speaking of music, we have maybe a little bit of news between us. I mean, my band, Jeffrey David's Blues Connection, has a new CD coming out probably in the spring, I'm going to say. We released a single. You can go to jeffreydavid.ca to check that out. My dad passed away 10 years ago. That date was recent. And so we released a single from the new CD to a little video. And so you can check that out.
What's the name?
The name of the song?
Yes.
Long, Cold, Lonely Winter.
Right. I think the day I heard it was extremely cold and it was very wintry.
Yeah, and that's when all that went down. So we have that going on. We have a show announcement coming up soon, so you might want to check out the website for that as well. And you were supposed to play at Carparelli's recently. It got canceled because of the crazy weather that we had. But yeah, have another date coming up there, right?
Think of us March 28th.
March 28th is your next date, yeah?
Yeah, there. Okay. And there's going to be...
I'll come see you. You come see me.
Sounds good. Sounds fair.
I need a tech guy.
You need a guitar tech guy?
Yeah, maybe. A couple of them.
A couple of them. One just won't do.
No, one will never do.
One will never do. So is Lana one of your tech people?
No.
Okay.
No, Terry Willems.
Terry Willems.
Whose father just passed away recently. So, you know, condolences to him. The artster listened to us practice in the basement quite a number of times back in the day.
Oh, awesome.
We used to rehearse there. When Terry played in the band Wicked Angel.
Right.
Anybody remembers that?
And he was
WickedAngel.ca.
Bass, right?
He played bass, yeah. Rhythm guitar player in his bands he played in. That's what he did. But he played bass for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that too. Some Wicked Angel history. Probably even listen to some on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. You've recorded too. So we'll be playing our music for sure.
All right. Sounds good.
Your Sabbath tune. I like that. And that was it King Friday?
King Friday, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That recorded that song, yeah. But that's your electric band. What's going on with King Friday, actually? Is anything in the bass department happening?
We have a bass player.
Because you do the three-piece Tres Cajones.
Yep. But as far as bass play, if and when we do get a gig, which we always get the gig at the Biker Bash, mm-hmm. and Darren Grundy is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Really good bass player. Very... what's the word? Not loose, that's for sure. I don't want to say he's anal.
In the pocket?
He's more about playing exactly the way it should be played.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Even if he's not familiar with tunes, it's funny that his repertoire of tunes has only been increased by tunes that he has had to learn for bands. Whereas the music he liked when he was in high school, that's the music he listens to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big Rush fan, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's in, I don't want to say stuck, because he learns all these new tunes.
Concerts. Can't wait to talk about concerts. You know what I mean? Concerts, yeah. Past, present, and future. And just about concerts and concert tickets. Remember how concert tickets have changed over the years?
A little bit.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Types and styles of concert tickets.
The topics are endless.
Sorry, JD. The bass player. So what's going on as far as you guys doing the electric thing?
Darren Grundy. So if you need a rock band at your party,
King Friday,
yeah,
right,
kingfridayrocks.com.
if you want something outrageous like a blues metal band, give me a call.
Jeffrey David's Blues Connection.
We do the acoustic thing too. We just played at Carparelli's recently and did an acoustic thing. Joe and I, my bass player and I, right. Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
We can do all our stuff acoustically.
Yeah, then what do you do with...
Nothing. He doesn't come.
He doesn't come.
No, I don't mind having the drummer. And we've done lots of shows where a drummer would do the brushes. You know what I mean? He could play the brushes, but...
Sure.
I don't care really to have anything in there. If I'm doing acoustic thing, I like right. just acoustic.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. And you're playing the Ovation.
I use the Ovation, yeah, because I won't bring my good guitar anywhere. The 69 Gibson Les Paul, or Gibson J50. And but I won't take it anywhere.
Because?
Studio only. Just too many things can happen with a
yeah,
guitar.
Yeah, it could get played, yeah.
You know,
the guitar could actually get played.
It can get stolen, yeah. It can get damaged and whatnot. So yeah, I use a couple, I've got three Ovations actually, two six-string acoustics, and nice that they're just electric. Acoustic, you know what I mean?
Because you put electric strings on them.
I actually do put electric strings on them, but they are electric acoustic just because they, you know, built-in system, right?
Yeah.
And then the bass, I got an acoustic bass too that Uncle Joey can use, and so we kind of look unified, sort of. You know what I mean?
Unified.
Part of it's about the look. So.
Well, you got the look.
And we'll talk about
looks,
the look in music.
Costumes, outfits, for sure.
Yeah, gimmicks and all that stuff. Kiss.
Rock and Roll of
Steel Panther.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So we'll play another tune for the fine folks out there listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, which, by the way, you can subscribe to the show in iTunes.
Awesome.
So that's all set up and ready to rock. You can check out BigJDandLippo.com. You can go to Facebook / BigJDandLippo. But definitely go to the iTunes store and, you know, you'll find us there. Search Big JD or Lippo or Big JD and Lippo or what have you. And you'll find us there. And definitely subscribe to the show. It's free. And they'll get the new shows whenever they're available, we're hoping are Sunday mornings.
Sunday morning is when it's going to be dropped.
Yeah, I think so. So this will be a Sunday morning show. So we're going to leave you with some Hendrix, and we'll see everybody next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time.
a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.